escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I tried to get my man Gil some headphones, and I handed him this. If you're looking at the stream, this is my media badge from last year's cap season, tied up with an IFB cord. B. Mitch luckily came through. Very excited right now to get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Welcome in our friend, former coworker, Mr. Brad Jackson. B. Jack, what's up, man? How are you?
What's going on, fellas? How we doing? Thanks for having me.
We got to solve. We have a very serious case we got to solve.
Wait. Hold on. JP, is that Big Head?
It sure is.
Unbelievable. They told me it was going to be me and you, and I wasn't going to hear B. Mitch's mouth. No, I'm good. What's going on, brother?
You lying, you little bastard. Come on. Hold on. So, we were listening to, what's the kid name? Was on TV. He was on a podcast. Played with you, cornerback. He was the NFLPA president.
Dominique Foxworth.
Say a guy used to run around the locker room when the Ravens played against the, back in the day, Washington Redskins at the time, our football team. I don't know that when they were playing preseason games, it was the battle for the, you know, I'm not going to say
the
word.
For the ladies, yeah.
And they said a guy would walk around, and I immediately heard you saying that. Were you the one walking around the locker room saying that?
No, that wasn't me. No, that wasn't me.
When he said it, I said, sounded like something Brad would be saying.
No, that wasn't me. we know I was a little loose, but
yeah, that's why I thought it was you.
No, that wasn't me.
Brad Jackson played linebacker with the Ravens, won a Super Bowl with the Ravens, one of the greatest defenses ever put together, truly. So, Brad, I ask you this, and I think I'm going to know the answer. How excited are you to watch the third preseason game tomorrow between the Ravens and the Commanders?
Absolutely zero interest in it. No, I mean, it's a different time. Obviously, you know, it's great to see, you guys and your team down there. And I have family members, my aunties, mine, Emily and my Isabel are huge. They still call it the Redskins. I know there's some people down there that are Commanders. I know there's a push to go back to the old name, which should have never changed. That's a whole nother discussion for another day. But there is obviously the excitement that, you know, Dan Quinn and the success that your team had last year, in leading with Jaden Daniels and the pieces they put together and Adam Peters, putting that roster together and how far they went last year. I'm sure there's an excitement for the season starting. Obviously, when we're just separated, you know, by God knows how many miles, but basically the battle of the Beltway. And, you know, with the, you know, two-time MVP and the success that the Ravens have had, even though they haven't gotten over the hump to, as JP alluded to, you know, get another Lombardi trophy in here, under Lamar Jackson, you know, running the ship. It's still exciting, obviously. So, and there are a lot of guys, you guys know, that I spend time scouting for the Senior Bowl the last couple of years also, which is exciting. So there's some good players that have both rosters, you know, that are probably at the back end, because we all know, you know, you guys have been around long enough to know, and obviously B. Mitch and I played, you know, that the roster is probably 98% set right now going into cut down next Tuesday or Wednesday. So, but there'll be some diamonds in the rough on both rosters that'll go out there and play hard, whether they remain with the Commanders or the Ravens, or, you know, they find another home in the NFL because of the work that they'll put in on in the game tomorrow between the Commanders and the Ravens.
Right. We won't see Lamar nor Jaden, but have you had a chance to sit down and watch Jaden Daniels? And if so, what's your thoughts on it?
I have not watched him this year. Obviously, last year from afar, watching him and then breaking down some film, you know, with him coming out because there was a discussion, you know, about, you know, before the draft last year. And so, you know, you always want to learn. I thought Jaden was a good player. I thought he was probably one of the best quarterbacks. I had him like 1-2. You could flip flop. You know, I like the size and the athleticism. I'm just wary of those one-year wonder type quarterbacks. And you guys know what I'm talking about. And that's no knock on Jaden. I think, you know, everything you're trying to learn is the upside. And he was a phenomenal talent, obviously, coming out of LSU. So I watching him from afar, it's going to be interesting for me. And B-Mitch, you know this. You played, you know, a heck of a long time, longer than I did. You should be in a Hall of Fame. I'll say that. You don't have to. And I'm not saying it because you're my friend and former coworker, and we used to bang heads, and when we would play each other, when you were in the NFC East, and you know whether it was a preseason or the regular season. So you're more than deserving to be in the Hall of Fame, and they need to put you in there before you reach your 118th birthday. What are you 116 right? What are you 116 right now? 114?
You're worse than last year, dog.
but it's going to be exciting, honestly, you know, to see his progression, because that's what this league is about. It's about, you know, all these defensive coordinators have sat there all off season, you know, when they're not allowed to go home and be in the office for 12, 15 hours and try to figure out ways to attack, you know, the Commander's offense. And most importantly, Jaden, because he is such a phenomenal talent with his legs and with his arms. So, it's going to be exciting to see how he develops and what he's added to his repertoire as a quarterback. And the same thing with Lamar. You know, obviously there's been the words on him, you know, the lack of consistency, you know, completing long throws and, you know, hitting open guys. And obviously the turnovers in January have been a bugaboo that we all know about, and, you know, that he's even self-addressed. So it's exciting to see. You know, I went over and watched, you know, the joint practices, because you get more in practices now than the preseason games, which is, you know, far different from our time playing B-Mitch. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, watching those live practices, you know, versus the Colts and all that, you know, you saw whatever, you know, a lot more to what you'll see on film. And so it's exciting to see that as well, because I think both of these rosters should be one of the final four, you know, they both of them should be in the final four for both conferences, you know, going into, you know, at the end of the season next year. I mean, it'd be very disappointing, I think, both fan bases and both staffs and organizations, and, you know, Josh down with you guys and Mr. Bisciotti with us up here in Baltimore, if these teams, you know, aren't in the final four trying to head into the Super Bowl, because of the amount of talent and that they have and the success that they should build on from last year. But we all know it's a year-by-year league and week-by-week league. So, it's going to start and stop with both of these dynamic quarterbacks that both rosters have right now.
Absolutely. Talking with Brad Jackson here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Brad is a Super Bowl-winning former linebacker with the Baltimore Ravens. In a way, I kind of – he's obviously rich beyond measure and has accomplished incredible feats in the NFL. But in a way, I kind of feel bad for Lamar and Josh Allen, that they have landed in this place where until they can knock off the Chiefs, even get to a Super Bowl, but I'd almost argue win a Super Bowl, their resumes look incomplete. Is that – I don't know if that's fair, but do you think that's the perception of Lamar?
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, you know, JP, you know this. You know, y'all know I'm a big baseball guy. Go Dodgers, you know, growing up in Southern California. And I was taught a long time ago from my very first football coach that the only thing in life that's fair is between first and third, right? So there is some – it is fair and it's unfair, but you're 100% correct. And you know, you got to go back and, you know, you look at Michael Jordan, right? And it's kind of like Michael Jordan kept so many – NBA top 50, top 30, top 25, top 10 players from never hoisting that trophy, right? He was the one that basically beat them all back. And you're kind of getting that feel with Patrick Mahomes in the AFC. I mean, that if you don't beat Mahomes, like, you had a great career, you're going to make a lot of money, but Mahomes is basically keeping the trophy, you know, the Vince Lombardi trophy out there in Kansas City. And Josh, like you said, he's a great player. And, you know, I have friends up there, obviously, on the staff and the scouting staff with the Bills and being up there. And I've been able to watch up close and see what they're doing. And there is real frustration because we all know there's only the window to win in the National Football League is so small and finite. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whether it's an injury here or there, you know, a couple of years ago, we went through it, you know, where Lamar had, you know, a couple of years of little soft tissue injuries and ankle injuries. And, you know, you're out there with a backup quarterback. And then, you know, the whole city and fan base and organization is deflated. But and not putting that out there, but that is a real thing. And so the window for Josh Allen, as great as he is, and Lamar Jackson, like, you have to find ways. And I think for Lamar, JP, and B. Mitch, it's even more of a spotlight on it because they've went head-to-head. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, Josh kind of had a head-to-head, but those have been in regular season games. And of course, there was the one playoff opportunity, you know, that Patrick Mahomes let him down for the crazy comeback win, you know, where they had to go 60 yards in 14 seconds or whatever it was a couple years ago. But Lamar has had Patrick Mahomes in his house in January in a playoff game to go to the next level, and he hasn't done it at home. He hasn't, mm-hmm. you know, Josh has had to go on the road to do it. You know, Lamar has had the Kansas City Chiefs, and to your point, JP, Patrick Mahomes here. And Patrick Mahomes has came in and, you know, sat on his couch, put his feet up like Dave Chappelle did, you know, when he was Charlie Murphy.
Yeah.
And,
F your couch.
F your couch. And, you know, and he took the remote, you know, and
yep.
and in your house. And that can't happen. So I think whether it's fair or unfair, it's realistic
it's
of football,
is.
Especially it's how it is, especially when you're a 2-time MVP. And especially when you're probably one of, if not the top two, top three most exciting players that people want to see every week. And the league is full of great players, but you're tuning in when Patrick Mahomes is playing. And you're tuning in when, you know, when Lamar Jackson is playing, Josh Allen is playing. You're tuning in, you know, with your kid now, Jaden Daniels. He's exciting because you're going to see, oh, gosh, the play breaks down, and all of a sudden, you know, the young fella, as skinny as it is, he's out the highway like he's on 495 at 2 a.m. and there's no traffic, because we all know there's traffic every other time on 495, and he's just rolling, and he's got a 60-yard touchdown. You're like, I got to tune in to watch this kid there because he's a matinee type of player. And so when you can't get over that hump and you're facing him, you know, you're looking him right in the eye, and you've had him here in your backyard twice in the playoffs, and twice Patrick Mahomes is, you know, basically said F your couch. It's fair or unfair, you got to beat him to get over the hump.
And well, Ravens are normally a defensive led team. Are they still there? How does this defense compare to some of the past?
Well, I think, you know, people were talking about it, and I saw it, and there was actually this thing that went around where a couple weeks ago where it was like, you know, what would our 2000 – it went on social media, the 2000 defense versus offense, and, you know, obviously with Derrick Henry and B. Mitch being a former running back, you know how impressive he is. And, you know, they have Justice Hill, who's a change of pace guy. You have my former teammate from my Super Bowl team, Anthony Mitchell, his son, Keaton Mitchell, who is coming off of, you know, tearing his knee last year. And, you know, he's a 4-3 guy that has power explosion. And then the rookie from Marshall is likely going to make the roster, Rasheen Ali. So you're talking about you have every type of running back that you need. You know, when you build a team, as Eric DaCosta and the staff has done in Baltimore, you don't have 5 point guards. And so they've done that well. You got wide receivers, obviously. It'd be interesting with DeAndre Hopkins, the Rashad Bateman. He's been, you know, up and down. Zay Flowers is back and put on some, you know, some weight and stuff. And they drafted Wester from Colorado, who his, you know, the first play of the preseason, he takes a kick to the house. You know, and then Devontae Walker from UNC is another phenomenal talent. The offensive line, B. Mitch and JP, I think are still, you know, Linderbaum and Ronnie Stanley, if he can stay healthy, Rosengarten are guys. You know, Voorhees and Falale will, you know, they're big dudes. They're strong dudes. They're try hard guys. And, you know, so that offense is very good, but to your point, how good can this defense be, you know, under second year coordinator, Zach Orr? You know, the same thing I just said about defensive coordinators with Jay and Daniels is the same thing that offensive coordinators have been doing to figure out a way, you know, to find ways to undermine Zach Orr in that defense. And, you know, obviously one of the big signings that everyone is excited about up here is Jaire Alexander, the corner. So now you have three corners in a division, as you guys know, where you have to see one of my favorite quarterbacks in Joe Burrow, who just spins the ball all over the place. And obviously we already know what those wide receiver core looked like with Cincinnati Bengals. So you have Jaire Alexander, Marlon Humphrey, and former first round pick Nate Wiggins. You have three number ones that you can go out there to try to compete against any offense that's going to throw three wide, which is what this league is now. So I think Roquan Smith does a good job. The D-line, you know, obviously they get after people. Ojabo, Owe, you know, Anais Peoples, the kid from Virginia Tech, has shown really, really well throughout the preseason and training camp. And so it'd be interesting. I don't know if they're at our level. And I'm not one of those haters that been like we're the greatest defense that ever walked the planet in the National Football League. There's no debate about it. Obviously, you can talk about the 2002, 2000, whatever it was, Tampa Bay defense who played well. Obviously, the 85 Bears. You know, which is one of my favorite teams growing up, you know, watching or whatever. And obviously I had the honor to play, you know, for Rex Ryan, you know, the son of Buddy Ryan. And then Buddy Ryan used to be at college when I played at the University of Cincinnati. So I'm basically part of the Ryan bloodline. but, you know, I don't know how they can match that. And if they do, God bless them. But, you know, for me, I think the offense is, you know, going to have to carry the team early on. And then as the defense continually gets better with some of the new pieces that they've added. And then seeing how Trent Simpson, you know, they lost three linebackers in the offseason this year. So you're going to have, you know, next to Roquan, you're going to have some new faces. And we'll see how that goes. But, you know, with Teddy Buchanan, Jay Higgins is another one of those Raven undrafted free agent linebackers that's likely going to make the team, you know, coming out of Iowa, who was – Big Ten linebacker of the year and consensus All-American in 2024. So a lot of good players, but I don't – it's all about gelling. So I'm not going to obviously put them up there with their ability to do what we did, but God bless them if they do. And then if they do, then that should mean that, you know, the Ravens, you know, hoist the third Lombardi Trophy in franchise history.
It's – The Ravens are so good, and the playoff struggles have been so real. That I was at that AFC Championship game. I covered that thing. That stadium had one of the absolute best atmospheres I'd ever experienced. When they played, like, Omar whistling, you know what I mean?
Before everybody right, yeah.
It was electric, and they just didn't show up, man. Brad, thank you for making time for us, dude. Great to hear your voice. We got to catch up
appreciate
soon.
Appreciate you,
bro. Maybe get a beer.
Hey, no problem, man. I appreciate y'all. Good luck to you, Commanders fans, and you boys. Stay healthy, stay blessed, and I miss y'all and love y'all, man. Be good, man. God bless.
All right, thank you, Brad. Great to hear from you, man. the great Brad Jackson. Man, there was some fun back in those old newsroom days.
Some people wouldn't say fun. some people would say it was terror.
Some people would say it was terror.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.